to work together effectively as we grow in love and as we grow spiritually. You see, the church is not perfect, but it should be more perfect than what it is today. Somebody said, what do you mean by that? I'll make it plain. You see, I can be more perfect. You can be more perfect. What can we do? I can love more. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I can pray more. I can forgive more. I can fellowship more. Amen. I'm saying that we can be a little bit more perfect than what we are today. Praise God. Not only that, we can give more. And my God, one thing that we all can do, we can witness more. Amen. I told you to ask your neighbors, if you were a church that honored God, praise God, you asked the question. I'm going to give you some things that's going to let you know whether or not you are, in fact, a church that honors God. Praise God. You see, with all of its faults, the church of the first century years was marvelously blessed by God. It had no buildings. It had no organizations. It had no status. It had no printing press, electronic communication facilities to spread the gospel. It had no money, praise God. Yet this small body of believers came closer to winning that generation to Jesus Christ than what we have.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you can contact them at 388-845-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming.
Good with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual heart.
Friend.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you.
Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ronald
yeah.
Bell takes you further
you were born
into the Word
in a
of
manger.
God.
Born on a tree.
We were talking about the early church. We was talking about the church that Jesus had established, the early church. And we were talking about how Jesus had commissioned the disciples to do the works that Jesus did, all the works that he had taught them to do. Jesus commissioned his disciples to do that work. And the disciples expected Jesus to do what he had promised. This is where we stopped off at. We know that the disciples was commissioned to do the work that Jesus did and that he had commanded them to do. And it says, I'm telling you that the disciples, they expected Jesus to do as he had promised. Saints of God, as I said before, this may be where we're missing it at. We're not expecting the things that supposed to happen. We're not expecting them to happen. But let me tell you something. When you use the name of Jesus, you need to expect that whatever he promised that he would do, that he will do it. Because we said that God is not a lie and his son is not a lie. Whatever he said he will do, he will do it. And whatever Jesus came to do, it is law. And this is what we have to follow in the church. He laid down the laws for the church and we're going to have to follow those laws. You know, He was delegated by Christ. By Christ. Jesus himself was the example for his disciples, and he's the example for us. You know, whenever Jesus laid down the laws, he commissioned those disciples to go and do the same. And saints of God, it resonates today. Whatever he said then, it's the same now. Because the Bible says that Jesus don't change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And God says, I change not. I am that I am, and I change not. You know, he prayed for the people. This is some of the things that Jesus did in the early church. He prayed for the people, and they were healed. You know, he healed people from all kind of diseases. He healed people. He healed that centurion woman, her daughter. This was found in Matthew 8, 5 through 13. He healed that woman's daughter, you know. And he healed the Syrophoenician woman. He healed her daughter, you know. And he healed that woman with the issue of blood. Jesus healed a lot of people, saints. Everywhere he went, he was healing people. He was delivering people. He was setting people free from old habits, old problems. You know, a prostitute, that's a habit. That's a habit. She picked that habit up, and she kept it up. Jesus healed the prostitutes. He healed all those people that was wounded in their spirit, in their heart, in their mind, brokenhearted. He healed all those people. He opened the deaf ears. He opened the blinded eyes. Praise the Lord. He healed the cripple. The people, he healed those. He healed the broken and hearted. He healed those people, saints. We know that healing and deliverance and miracles, we know that all of those miracles and healings and deliverances, Jesus did that. And they did not cease after the ministry of Jesus. We know that the disciples carried on that same ministry. Jesus made sure that the disciples knew that this was the work that they had to do, and he taught them how they were supposed to do these works. He taught them that the purpose for healing is God's will. It's God's will to make his people well, to deliver them and make them whole. This is the will of his Father. You know, he taught them that healing demonstrates the character of God. It's the very character of God. Healing demonstrates that. God's character is that he doesn't want anyone sick. He wants everybody well and whole. That's what the kingdom is like. And you know, when he says, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, I'm skipping over it, you know. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is what he wants. It's healing in heaven. It's deliverance in heaven. There's nobody sick there. Everybody's well. Everybody's rich. Everybody know God. Everybody know the things of God. This is the way it is in heaven. And he sent Jesus to bring that down here on earth. You know, healing demonstrates that God is gracious, and he's good, and he's merciful, and he's compassionate. We find that in Psalms 145, verses 8 and 9. It says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You know, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. We are a piece of work of God. We are the works of God. He says his tender mercies are over all his works. Now, saints of God, don't you consider yourself as the most prized work and possession that God has? You are. So his tender mercies are over us every day of our life. So we shouldn't go around despondent and acting like we have nothing, we can do nothing, because we have God on our side. And if we have God on our side, it's better than the whole world against us. Mark 1 and 41, the leper asked Jesus, could he make him clean? And Jesus moved with compassion, and he put his hands on him and he touched him. And he said, he said unto him, I will, be thou clean. This is what Jesus said. He didn't ask him but one time. See, we go to God and we pray and we cry and we pray and we cry. Oh, heal us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Set us free. This man was a leper. I don't even think he was a Christian. Don't even think he was saved. And he asked Jesus to make him clean. He had leprosy. And Jesus was moved with compassion. I'm telling you about the compassion that God have, the love that God have, the love that Jesus have, the compassion that Jesus have. This is what Jesus did in the early church. This man asked him, would he make him clean? And Jesus moved with compassion. And he put forth his hand and he touched him. And he said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And Jesus taught the disciples that healing glorifies God. What did he teach them? He taught them that healing glorifies God. And we find that in Matthew 15, 30 and 31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw that the dumb would speak, and the maimed would be whole, the lame would walk, you know, and the blind would see, and they glorified God, the God of Israel. This is what the people did. See, you can turn people to where they can love God, believe God, and have faith in God by you going out and doing the works that God called you to do through Jesus Christ, laying on of hands, healing the blind, unstopping the deaf ears. Everybody that's crippled and maimed, cerebral palsy, people that's got mind diseases, mental diseases, if you heal these people, this is going to show the world, and you'll have the biggest following of anybody in the whole world if you do these things that God has commissioned us to do. Everything Jesus did glorified the Father, and he taught his disciples those same things. Those same truths, he taught those to his disciples. We know that healing is the work of the kingdom, and we have to have that same commission to go and to do the works of the kingdom. The early church is the example of what the church of today should be. We should be healing. Healing centers that demonstrates the power of God, the miracle working power of God. We should become healing centers to demonstrate the miracle working power of God. Saints, that's some power. God has placed in our hands the keys to effectively witness for him. We are witnesses for him. When I was coming up in the church a long time ago, we used to say all the time, we're going to be a witness for the Lord. Well, what are we now? I don't know. Because our mouth is closed. We're not doing a whole lot of witnessing. Witnessing means you're saying, oh, he said he'd do this. God will do this. God will multiply. God will supply all of our needs. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. These are the things that we should be saying, saints of God. You know, it is desire. It is his desire, God's desire, that every one of his children have a supernatural, Holy Spirit-empowered ministry to meet the needs of all the people. We should also remember that healing demonstrates judgment on the enemy. Saints, you need to listen to this one real good. Healing demonstrates the judgment on the enemy. Who is the enemy? It's Satan.